proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. We look at various invitations in the Bible which God extended to people. And our focus today is on God's invitation to enjoy fellowship with Him. Of the offers God extended to people, some of them involve calling upon others to adopt new attitudes, new outlooks on life. Other solicitations God extended entailed adopting new courses of action. Those who responded favorably to God's summons would receive His blessings for doing so. Once a person has expressed repentance for sins, once a person has accepted God's offer of redemption and cleansing, God then invites that individual to enjoy companionship with Him. Paul set forth that principle in the 9th chapter of 1 Corinthians when he wrote that, quote, God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, unquote. Adam and Eve, before their expulsion from the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve partook of intimate fellowship with God. According to Genesis chapter 3, quote, they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, unquote. Their transgression regarding the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, their sin led to the interruption of that association with God and that fellowship. Several generations later, we read about the life of Enoch. He was another individual who served as a companion of God. Here was the nature of his relationship with God. According to Genesis chapter 5, quote, Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him, unquote. In the 11th chapter of Hebrews, the writer of that epistle expanded on that statement, quote, by faith Enoch was translated, that is to say, taken up from earth. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony, that he pleased God. James, in the 2nd chapter of his book, referred to Abraham as, quote, the friend of God, unquote. Genesis chapter 18 contained a narrative which confirmed the intimacy of the relationship between God and Abraham. In that narrative, Abraham successfully intercedes with God on behalf of the citizens of Sodom and Gomorrah, not needing any other mediator to talk with God. In the Old Testament, Moses also enjoyed a close personal relationship with God. In the 12th chapter of Numbers, God informed Aaron and Miriam that, quote, if there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known to him in a vision, and will speak to him in a dream. By contrast, God continued, quote, my servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all mine house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And the similitude of the Lord shall he behold, unquote. The Psalms offered by David also reflected their author's intimate connection with God. In the 4th Psalm, for example, David wrote about how, quote, the Lord will hear when I call unto him, unquote. Because of that, David continued, quote, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety, unquote. People can experience close relationships with God, yes, intimate relationship with God, through Jesus Christ. The Savior told his disciples in the 14th chapter of John's Gospel that, quote, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him, unquote. Consider the import of those words. When a person receives Jesus Christ as Savior, that individual's body functions as a temple of God's Holy Spirit, to use Paul's terminology in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Believers can therefore enter into the deepest levels of companionship with God. And truly, a Christian can claim that through the indwelling Holy Spirit, God lives within him. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.